The Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph on the bottom is discussing how many people is it necessary to have at the Levaya of Adam Gadol to be Mevatel Talmud Torah for it. And the Gemara says, according to Amud Aleph, Netilasa ki Nisinasa. Ma Nisinasa b'shishim riboy, af Netilasa b'shishim riboy, you need to have shishim riboy at the Levaya of Adam Gadol, because the Netilah of Torah is just like the Nisina of Torah. Torah being taken away is the same as Torah being given. And just like Torah was given to Klal Yisrael b'shishim riboy at the time of Maimon Har Sinai, Mount Torah, so when the Torah is taken away from us at the Ptir of Adam Gadol, you also need to have Shishim Riboy. And the Pele is, what's the Tzushtal? Bishul, when the Torah is being given, we're getting the Torah, so then you need Shishim Riboy. There is a Maimed of Maimed Harsinek of also Torah, you need Shishim Riboy. But when the Torah is being taken away, when the Adam Gadol is being taken away, we're not getting any Nesinas or Torah. You don't have a Nesina, so there's no reason in the Torah to have Shishim Riboy. How could you be Medama, the Nesina of Torah, to the Netila of Torah, to Torah being taken away? And I once heard Gvaldiki aside, Gvaldiki Hesber, in this Indian from Rabbi Aaron Cutler. Rabbi Aaron Cutler said this at his Hesped on his Shver versus Alman Meltzer, and I heard this from Rabbi Aaron Feldman Shlita, who heard it from Rabbi Aaron at the Hesped. He said this over at his Hesped on Reb Shach, and more recently at his Hesped on Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So Rabbi Aaron Cutler said like this, he said that it's Mavur from the Gemara, Gvaldiki Chirish, and when Adam Gadol is Nifter, his kaiches and everything that he worked on his whole life becomes hefker, and it's there, it's in the air, and anyone could just go ahead and grab it with very little hishtadlis and very little yugiyah. You know, anytime a person wants to work on something, he could always get it on his own, but when an Adam Gadol is nifter, all the things he worked on his whole life become hefker, and they're there, it's in the air, and you could very easily just go ahead and grab it and take it. And he said, for that reason, the patir of an Adam Gadol is really a nesina satira, it's a maimon harsina. He's giving over all of his tire to Klai, so everything that he worked on, all the tire that he learned, all his kaiches and his midas and his tchunas that he worked on, they become hefker, they're being given over to Klai, so, and we could just go ahead and grab them with very little difficulty. And for that, in that sense, there's mamash and nesina satira happening, and netilasa is kinesinasa, the netila of this Adam Gadol is just like the tire being given. And just like the Nesina Satari then required Shishim Riboy, and the Tila of Tyre also requires Shishim Riboy, because the Tila itself is a Nesina, the Kaichas are being given over to Klal Yisrael. And the truth is that this Iker Yisayd, I saw from Rav Huttner as well. Rav Huttner wrote this in his Hesped that he wrote on Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. This is printed in his Igris Mechtavim. He said that there's a Lashon, a Bitoy that Klal Yisrael has at the Ptira of Adam Gadol. We use the Lashon of Shavak Chaim L'chol Chai. What is the meaning of this? What's the Pashim Shan? Shavak Chaim L'chol Chai. And he was mazur that that's mamash what these words mean. Shavak Chaim L'chol Chai. Shavak means he left over. He gave over Chaim. He gave over Rechias L'chol Chai to everyone who's alive. So it means when Adam Gadol is nifter, there's a Nesina. There's a Shavak Chaim. He's giving over Chaim, giving over everything he worked on during his life, all of his kaiches and all of his tire that he learned and all the madregas that he was masig, he's giving it over, he's being oizav et l'chol chai for all of us. And it's this idea that when there's a patira of an Adam Gadol, there's a nesina, it's really a nesina satire, a nesina of his kaiches, and with a little bit of work, anyone could grab on, chap onto it, and be kind of the Gevaldika HaSagas that this Gadol was masig with a lot of yigir throughout his whole life. We're able to chap around and take it with a little bit of effort.